appreciate your generosity. Each year for a week, we host Fundrive, our annual fundraising campaign that boosts our budget and supports our operations. Thank you for your support.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Greetings from the van once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you wacky, warped, and weird music again this week.
Every week.
Yes, wherever you may be sitting, you may be stuck in your car waiting for your wife as she comes out of the store or elsewhere, hairdresser, whatever. Or you'll be maybe sitting on the road, broken down, waiting for the tow truck to arrive, listening to us.
Maybe you're cozy and warm in your house with a cup of hot cocoa and a cookie.
No, Daffodil. I got to realize about real life. Never mind that Disney-type life that
hot
some people
cocoa
have.
Hot cocoa and a cookie.
That's Disney, Daffodil.
That is not. That's my life.
Oh, yeah, fine. And on the show this week, we speak about weird television lives. We'll take a look at the show that never dies, it seems. Every so often, it comes up again.
It's probably running somewhere right now.
Yes, you'll never forget the Brady Bunch. But you know what? We'll play the album that should die at some point.
The wrong one.
Yeah, the wrong one is right. The Brady Bunch actually recorded, I don't know, 6 or 7 albums together, but 2 of them decided to record an album together. Chris Knight.
No, they didn't decide. Someone decided they were going to do that.
Well, either way, it was a living hell. But nevertheless, we have Chris Knight and Maureen McCormick in their album from 1973, and we have some fascinating facts about that on the show this week. And on the Limburger Lounge this week, we pop in with Tony Bliss and friends at the Oak Island Inn. But actually, that's a bit of a lie. We'll tell you more about it later. But we're starting off the show with Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious by the Gadabout shortly. But the Happy Wanderer. Happy, happy, happy. Right here on
Cheese Please.
And gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer. I'm all for the love of you.
With the Gadabouts, the senior singing group, the Gadabouts, and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I said that. Wow.
Yes.
And before that, the Happy Wanderer. But you know, you have more information about them.
I have a little bit.
Yes.
This is a choir of senior citizens living throughout Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
And it's from an album from 1973.
So they don't just sit in their room watching TV in their elder years. They actually get out and about.
Yeah. In fact, the aim of the choir was to add meaning to the lives of its members through service to the community.
Awesome. You know, I remember seeing that on TV or somewhere, you know. Oh, I know where it was. The Simpsons. Yeah, Grandpa Simpson. That's all he did is sit and watch TV, didn't he?
And take his pills.
There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to do something.
Yes.
We're sorry, I'm up front.
Yes. The television series Brady Bunch was on the air on ABC TV from 1969 to 1974, and it was a bit of a competitor to the Partridge Family, who was a singing group, on the same television network on the same night. That's the funny part.
Well, I mean, they didn't start out as being a singing group.
No.
Brady Bunch. It just kind of fell into their laps eventually.
That's because of the Partridge Family had a hit record with I Think I Love You in 1970, and the execs said, maybe we can turn the Brady Bunch into a singing group. And, well, the rest is history.
Or mystery. We're not sure.
1974, they went off the air, and, well, they've never really been off the air since. Even that Reno show a few years ago had the original Brady Bunch tearing down the house that was used as the exterior for the Brady Bunch and turned it into the TV series.
Made the interior match what was on the show. Up to a point.
So, ultimately, if you Google Brady Bunch, you don't know a darn thing about it, you'll find information.
Lots.
But this album was, I don't know.
It's the last album.
Oh, that's a good thing. I'm glad.
And I think this part of the reason why it's the last album is because Chris Knight was so appalled at being forced to make this album.
How so appalled was he?
He was so appalled that he refuses to promote it.
Oh,
he refuses
man.
To talk about it.
Uh-oh.
He hated the cover.
Okay.
It is apparently the hardest Brady Bunch album out there to find, and we're going to play some cuts.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's why it's cheese. We're going to play shortly a couple songs. We're going to play a duet shortly, actually. called Spread a Little Love Around, or Little Love Around, shortly. Chris Knight, not too far away with his version of Over and Over, but hey, Maureen McCormick doesn't do a half bad job covering Michael Jackson's bit on
Jeez Please.
One radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, Please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
night and over and over. Well, the band sounded pretty good.
He didn't sound awful. But he's always all his life been honest that he doesn't think he can sing.
Oh, no. But, you know, if you can sing that, it's okay. Just bury him in the mix and, you know, hope for the best.
And it probably didn't help his ego in terms of singing when the producer told him back then he's so famous that if he was to go out and just spit on a record, someone would buy it.
Oh, yuck! Not in this day and age.
No.
Throw the hand sanitizer on it first.
Well, I mean, like, even just make a record of the sound of himself spitting was what I thought they meant. Which is still gross.
Yes. We're going to end off our tribute to the album We'd Like to Forget with Chris Knight and Maury McCormick teaming up on Spread a Little Love Around. On?
Yep, you're listening to Cheese, Please.
With Chris Knight and Maury McCormick and Spread a Little Love Around. That's a little more nice on my ears. A little more lovey to my ears, so to speak. Compared to last design.
Actually, hers wasn't that bad.
Well, yeah.
And that makes sense because Chris Knight had said that when they were recording the album, he hated the recording sessions.
Really?
But she didn't mind it because she likes to sing.
Ah. So what did they do? Threaten them with something to actually record the sessions?
I cannot answer that question.
Makes you wonder, though, doesn't it?
I do not know.
I just can't.
But they made him feel like he was contractually obligated to do it.
Oh, that's never a good thing.
No.
Why didn't he just sing in monotone?
Because he wanted
over
to do a good job.
Over and over again, I'm contractually obligated.
But keep in mind, it's the last album, so that tells you something.
That's pretty much it. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And it's time for this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
And on the last this week, we have Tony Bliss and friends at the Oak Island Inn singing a song, but there's a trick to this.
Well, first off, the Oak Island Inn is a hotel.
Well, yeah.
In Nova Scotia, Canada.
I know that. I looked it up on Google.
I know. But it's a lie.
I know. That's the funny part. I read the fine print on the album.
So tell the listener.
They did it in a freaking recording studio. That's not at the Oak Island Inn.
And it's a recording studio miles and miles and miles away.
Oh.
Because that was in Dartmouth.
I feel so cheated.
But what? on the flip side, at least the sound quality is slightly better than it would have been in the lounge.
Yeah, I don't really feel cheated, but, you know, I thought I'd lay on the dramatics a little bit. It's Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life. On?
Cheese, please.
The sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning. Oh, I've loved you for a million years. If I thought our love was ended, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. So much love be inside of you. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. Forever you'll stay in my heart. You are the apple of my eye. That's why I'll always be around.
With Tony Bliss and friends, not at the Oak Island Inn, in a recording studio in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And you are the sunshine of my life on the show this week. My name is Surf Dude.
And I am Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio has wound its way down.
Daffodil, I was just thinking, you know, Oak Island, did they have a TV show on TV looking for treasure?
on the History Channel, The Curse of Oak Island.
Oh,
so dear listener, if you're not familiar with Oak Island, go Google it. It's a cool story.
Yeah, I just was Googling it on while the song was playing, and it's like, hey, maybe if we go to Oak Island Inn, we head up there on the van. Maybe they, you know, if we stay inside, they provide you with a shovel and hard hats. You can go and look for the Oak Island treasure.
No, they won't let you on the island.
Why?
Oh, by the way, the Oak Island Inn is not on Oak Island.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes that idea.
Exactly.
I just thought, you know, you never know. Anyway, this time on the show this week, it's, well, our usual death-defying trick.
Open.
I do it anyway. Okay, there we go. Whoa! Evil laugh. What's wrong with that?
It's a good evil laugh.
Ending off the show this week, we have Brenda Sherrill singing Love is a Four-Letter Word. Well, that's right. L-O-V-E.
Yes, I don't think that's the implication of what she's trying to say.
I see. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week. We'll probably have some shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Thunder.